Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support.
Hello, BTN News listeners. Yes, we are back. Power has been restored, cleanup has begun, and normalcy is returning. Well, at least COVID normalcy, anyways. Thanks, everybody, for all the well wishes. We're doing okay here now at the BTN Philippines headquarters. So glad to get back in the saddle and get the new show out to you guys and gals. It is the 17th of November, 2020. We got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off today's show with hacker news. Capcom! About 350,000 people's accounts have actually been exposed. Yes, for those of you that have not heard this yet, there has been a ransomware attack on Capcom. And from what we know so far, about 350,000 people's personal data has been fully exposed. That would include names, addresses, birth dates, phone numbers, passport info even. Heck, even HR information. Now, Capcom says they shut down its systems on November 2nd. And from that point on, they started investigating. They have confirmed it was a targeted attack against the company, and being the fact that it was ransomware that was used, it destroyed encrypted data on its servers. Now, Capcom actually only confirmed 9 former current employees' personal information had actually been exposed. But they went on to say all the customer and business partner information, yeah, we don't really know exactly how much that is just quite yet. That's why they're guessing in the park about 350,000. Probably gonna be more. Once again, though, isn't it funny with these data breaches? Here it is, November 17th, and this happened on November 2nd. Ah, thanks for keeping us in the loop there, Capcom. Alright, moving on to some lighter news now. Spotify and podcasts. Finally, users can now save individual podcast episodes to their libraries. Something that's been requested for quite a while now, and Spotify thought, yeah, I guess that is probably a pretty good idea. Yep, as of yesterday, you'll be able to save individual podcast episodes to their collection, even if you're not subscribed to a particular show. Pretty simple to do, too. Individual episodes will then get a plus button that you can tap on to save to new your episodes. That would be in a special section of the app. That was actually previously the episodes tab in the podcast library, which showed new episodes from things you subscribe to as well as things that maybe you didn't play yet. But now the saved episodes will be all within your episode section, making it a whole lot more convenient and easier on the listener. Amazon Fire TV users. Nice little streaming stick box thing, isn't it? Yeah. Be great if it had HBO Max, wouldn't it, though? A lot of people have been asking for it, and finally, Amazon says, okay, here it is. Now, this can't be all on Amazon's side either, though. HBO themselves actually struggled to make it clear how the subscription differed from the old HBO Now service. So, instead of confusing their customers, Amazon said, yeah, we're just gonna hold off for a little bit. Now, all you gotta do is grab the HBO Max for Fire TV. It's a standard app, of course. You download it to your device and then, of course, give off your credentials. Now that it's on the Fire TV, I'm sure a lot of Roku users are saying, hey, are we next? Unfortunately, I couldn't tell you one way or another. HBO doesn't seem to know when it's going to be launching on Roku just yet. Thanksgiving holiday is just around the corner for all of our U.S. listeners. Although, according to some health experts, it might be better to have a social distancing Thanksgiving this year. So, hey, Zoom's here to help. That's why they will be removing the 40-minute video call time limit just on Thanksgiving, though. And it actually will be starting at midnight on the 26th of November. And as you probably guessed, goes for 24 hours. Then after that, yeah, it's back to the norm. Zoom, of course, is saying it's their way of giving back to their customers, but bring families closer, but yet safely together on the Thanksgiving holiday. Unfortunately, no virtual turkey is included. And finally, hey, those new iPhone 12s, Pros, Maxes, Minis, yeah, they're flying off the shelves. Yep, Apple's got a hit on its hands, especially if you don't care for SMS. This has actually been spotted in Mac rumors, and we've seen it from other sources as well. Seems a lot of users out there that just purchased their new iPhone 12, 12 Pro, 12 Pro Max, even the Mini, are not getting any SMS messages. However, though, it goes a little bit beyond that. They also can't send any either. Yeah, apparently there's no problems with iMessage. That's kind of a
duh. But when it comes to sending those good old-fashioned text messages, well, there seems to be a hiccup. And because of the hiccup, Apple support on Twitter, yeah, there's a lot of frustrated users tweeting at them pretty much as we speak. Many users are confirming they are missing about one-third of their texting the Green Bubble Group's chat when they purchase their new iPhone 12. Now, from what we can tell, it's a bug. Obviously a software bug, and seems to be mainly pointing to the new phones. Strangely enough, though, there has been a few older phones that have seemed to experience the same problem. And another unfortunate, Apple's kind of quiet on this. Seems they're aware of it, but seems they're not saying much about it. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our website, yep, up there at BritishTechNetwork.com, powered by those fine folks over at TSO Host. Of course, over to our website, that's where you find, of course, all the podcasts, reviews, and, of course, our tech blog. You can also find us on Facebook, too. Give us a like there at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our community at our Slack room by simply visiting BritishTech.slack.com. A new show will be back at your way on Thursday. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.